Heya, 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 Anishinaabe dog, Nabe kwa wa'au. Nungo mina wa ngipi te shindangi den wewe ne nana jina, jiwidu kuna rug wewe ne ojibwe motadi egin da sogijik. This is Nabe, and I'm here to talk about language again, and to help you get a little bit more language in your everyday lives. And today that was my mock version of trying to sing a little bit. Today we're going to be talking about singing and dancing, and what we're going to be focusing on, however, is you guys, the idea of yous singing and yous guys dancing, okay? So those are the forms we're going to put those kind of words in. There's two words we're going to focus on, I think. There's probably going to be more, but most of us have heard the word neme, neme. And when you neme, you dance, right? Neme. And then we're also going to use nagomo. Nagomo, and that's someone is singing, okay? But we're going to take those because those words by themselves means he is dancing or she is dancing. And he is singing or she is singing. So we're going to take those and make it you guys are dancing and you guys are singing. So, first of all, we want to start off with a personal pronoun in the Anishinaabe language that denotes you guys, and it would be Ginawa. Ginawa. And that word by itself means you guys, or how we say it on the res, yous guys. Okay? Ginawa. Okay, that's not entirely true. It's not only on the res. I hear a lot of people in Bemidji, in Minneapolis, in St. Cloud, saying yous guys. And they're not all brown either, folks. Okay? All right. So anyways, getting back to the subject. When we take a phrase like neme, and the phrase neme means he or she is dancing, and we want to say you guys are, it's really simple. You do this to it. You say, ginemim. Ginemim. Okay, now what changed? Because ginimim mean you guys are dancing. Ginimim. It changed from nimi to ginimim. And what we did is we put g on the front of it and we added a m to the back. Now that creates you guys are dancing. Ginimim. Ginimim. And you can take almost any vowel ending word and apply this to it. Giwi sinim, yous are eating. Gidaye kuzim, yous are tired. Ginagamum, yous are dancing. Gidanishinaabe mum, yous are speaking a Shinaabe language. Gidojibwe mum, yous are speaking Ojibwe. Okay, geez, I beat that to death. Did you get the point? So gi on the front, an M on the end when your word ends with a vowel sound. Okay, like nimi, there's a vowel on the end. Nogomo, there's a vowel on the end. So in a lot of my presentations, I've been using the gi and we tense. And I want to expand on that. I've done this in others. But let's use da and da gi. And da means could, would, should. And da gi means coulda, woulda, shoulda. Okay? And we're going to attach those to our sentences and create something a little bit different. So if we wanted to say a phrase like, yous guys should dance, it would sound like this. Gida nimim. Gida nimim. And you can even add gi nawa to it if you want to really be specific. Gida nimim gi nawa. You guys should dance, you guys. Gida nimim. Now look at what happened. The da tense attached itself to the front of the action word nimi. So it'd be da nimi. And da nimi by itself is he should dance or he could dance or he would dance. But we're talking about you guys. So we add ge to the front of that and m to the back. The G and the M bracket that to make it you guys or whatever. In this case, you're dancing. Or you should dance. Gida nimim. Gida nimim. You get it? I hope so. So you take another word, like singing. 녹음. He or she is singing. 녹음. And you apply those same things. 다 녹음. He should sing or she should sing. 다 녹음. And but we want to change it into you guys should sing. 다 녹음. 다 녹음. You guys should sing. Okay, so that's kind of a future type phrase, right? 다 녹음. You should sing. Because they're not singing yet. That's why you're telling those guys that they should. 다 녹음. You guys should sing. So what if it's you should have sang, you guys? So we know that 녹음 is singing. And when we add 다기 to the front of it, that's coulda, woulda, shoulda. Okay? 다기 녹음. He should have sang. But that's not the phrase we're after today. We're after you guys should have sung. So what do we do? We do the same thing. We add gi to the front and an m to the end. Now remember, this is for vowel ending words. Okay? 다 gi nagomum. You guys should have sang. 다 gi nagomum. Pretty simple, right? Okay, try this one. You guys should have danced. 기다기 님임. 기다기 님임. You guys should have danced. Okay? So that's all simple. Now, let's work on making a gawin statement out of this. You should not dance. Or you guys should not dance. Right? So it would be like this. When we're saying you guys should dance, gida nimim, right? You should dance, you guys should dance. But then we start, if we're going to do a gawin with gawin, gawin gida nimisim. Gawin gida nimisim. You guys should not dance. Gawin gida nimisim. Now what happened here? Again, C wants to be closest to the action word that it's negating, because the C really does make the action not happen. It's not the gawin. The C does it. So the C does the dirty work. The gawin sets it up and the C knocks it out of the park. Okay? So we know that gida nagamom or gida nimim, you guys should dance, and the C jumps in there and it pushes that last M aside and inserts itself. So it sounds like gawin gida nimisim. Gawin gida nimisim. And if we're adding it to you shouldn't sing, we know that you should sing sounds like gida nagamom. Talking about you guys still, right? Gida nagamom. But we're going to negate it. So gawin gida nagamosim. You guys should not sing. Gawin gida nagamosim. Now it seems like this is complicated, but it's really not. You know, if you write down a couple notes or listen to this again, go look for it on prx.org. And listen to it again, and you'll see the pattern here. And this works for most of the words that end with a vowel. So I want to encourage you. And sometimes, you know, we hear people, you know, those book-learned Indians, you know, and those book-learned speakers and book-learned this and that. One thing we have to remember is those of us and that are working in classes in school, we didn't write those books. There are first speakers that wrote those books. We did not develop this system of learning. Yet we have people amongst our own community that are battering us. They're battering us over the way we were taught. And a lot of us are not fortunate enough to be taught at home. And that's a really common thing these days. And more often than not, the language is not taught at home much anymore. And there are a lucky few people that get it. But that doesn't discount the way that we are learning and the way that maybe some of you are learning as well. So let's be nice to each other out there. Whether you want to label somebody as a book learned, you know, Ojibwe speaker, whatever, help them out. Don't drag them down. Help them. If they're saying things that are questionable, you know, nicely approach them. Hey, man, I want to help you with your language a little bit because I care. Don't do it out of trying to push somebody down in that crabs in a bucket thing. We have enough crabs in a bucket in our community, and we need to do away with that kind of thinking. Okay? So, and if you're unable to do that in a good way, then just don't say anything. Okay? Okay. Me gwech apachibis and dawyik. Me.